Putnam, everybody, and welcome, let's see, Tuesday, March 16th, 2010. Wonderful day of spring. We've all just been checking in about how wet it's been for everybody all over the country and how fast we're bursting into spring. And that rapid movement is what is the theme of our call today. Yogi Bhajan has been walking with me all morning. We just took a little walk outside, and the flowers here, where I'm living here in San Diego, are just brilliant. I think it's all the rain we've had here also. So that's one thing that is an indication of what's happening, that there's a lot of intensity on the planet right now as we transition into these higher frequencies. And what Yogi Bhajan was showing me this morning, he's here now and he's saying, yes, I've seen lots of very high swings, huge fluctuations on the planet with all the rain and the earth changes and all of the earthquakes. He's saying there's very intense energetic fluctuations on the planet right now, and he's saying, I'm seeing that some of you also may have experienced intense swings from maybe feeling very high to very intense pain to very low, and he's saying this is to be expected right now. Don't be afraid of the intense energies, and you're doing well. You're learning to master them, and this is part of what it is to become a master. And these intense swings and these intense planetary energies and the volcanoes and the earth changes are like, they're just literally ripping open new spaces so that the earth can move into a higher frequency. And I was reading something that someone had written on the internet, that the last time that it ever happened in any galaxy to move from 3D into the higher frequencies of 5D and beyond was 21 billion years ago, that we've been part of a grand experiment of actually staying in physical form and moving into higher frequencies at the same time. Any civilizations that have done this before, or any groups of people, have basically just left, like this happened in South America and some different civilizations, where the people would, as a group, would move into higher states of consciousness, and they'd all leave their bodies in a mass ascension at the same time. So this experiment of keeping physical form and keeping Earth herself intact is the first time this has been attempted. It's not the first time it's been attempted, but it's the first time that it's actually succeeding in 21 billion years. So it's even more than the 26,000-year cycle. And this really underscores the value of each. He's saying, Yogi Bhajan is telling us, this totally underscores the value of the work that each of you are doing to hold 3D consciousness stable while you're also exploring and experimenting with these higher dimensions, these higher frequencies, including opening up the heart and being loving in situations, even when maybe you're being tested to not be loving and see things from a higher perspective and opening up your fifth chakra and speaking the truth, and even maybe when it's not politically correct to speak the truth, and opening up your intuition and being able to see other levels of reality, even when some people just want to keep you locked into 3D, saying, like the advertisers on TV, as an example, have a vested interest in keeping people locked into 3D, because then they'll just continue to be consumers, and he's saying drones, and keep doing the same old thing, and keep giving them more and more power and more money. And he's saying, the fact that you can open your third eye and see beyond all that and live in these higher frequencies and support other people to see these higher frequencies is such a gift, and it is a rare experience on any 3D planet of 3D to make this huge leap in consciousness, to move into the experience of being a co-creator, being one with the divine, moving into the law of one, and still keeping physical form and not have the planet herself explode or everybody leave their bodies en masse. So this is a huge, huge experiment that he's saying we're on the cusp of succeeding thanks to the work that we're doing and people are doing to move into these new crystalline frequencies, to crystallize these higher frequencies. He's saying, yes, hang on. Even though you may have experienced wild fluctuations yourself emotionally during this last period of time, don't despair. Things are going to be more stabilized. And he's asking that we stabilize into our solar plexus. And he's saying, remember the diaphragm lock. Remember to, when you breathe, to always lift up on the diaphragm to make room for the heart. That also stabilizes your frequencies into Gaia, into the earth. So he's asking this week for us to work with our solar plexus. So those are some of the messages that he's talking to us about this week, and we'll talk more with him. I had an experience this week with a person in the neighborhood that passed over, and it was interesting, and it's just a little example of, I'm sure many of you have all your own examples, how you're working with, able to see these higher frequencies and work with them, but a person that died in the neighborhood was actually spending time with me, and I may have mentioned this last week, but I have the completion of the story, where he had left his body. He was I didn't know him very well. He lived down the street. He was married with two kids. But I always saw them passing by and was friendly and said hello. Probably wasn't quite 50. And so once he left his body, he was in the neighborhood. He wanted to spend time here before he left. And he was spending time with me because I was meditating. It was late at night, and I was open to these higher frequencies. And he was saying, nobody else is awake, so to speak, and not just, you know, awake from sleep, but awake enough to see that he was still here. And it was kind of interesting. And then I chanted a call for him, and he said, no, I'm not ready for that yet. It was funny. He was directing me. I'm not going to leave till after my party, because they had a funeral on Friday, and then Friday night they had a celebration of life party for him. I'm not going to leave till after Friday. So don't chant a call for me yet. So it was interesting. And then Friday came around, and I was with a friend, and we were meditating, and I got the message from him, go over to my celebration of life party, which was across the street, outside in the neighborhood, which I did. And it was, and I had this feeling. First, he had this feeling to go get a piece of pizza at a pizza place near her, which I rarely, rarely, rarely ever do. But I went and got a piece of pizza, and then I walked over to his celebration of life party, and I saw some lemonade. And I poured some in a cup, and I took a drink of it, and I went, oh, no, it has alcohol in it, because I never, ever drink. And so I poured the rest of it out, but it was funny. He said, thank you. Yes, I just wanted to have my last piece of pizza and just one more sip of alcohol. And it was kind of humorous in a way that I could do that for him. So I just blessed it and said, okay, thank you. Yes, that's fine. So I spent some time at his party. And then later they showed slides of his life with his family. And I connected with that. And then after that he said, okay, I'm ready to leave. So I was with him and I chanted the calls. And then what I saw was this group of light beings, which we also call angels, around him in a circle. And then he just kind of merged into them and allowed them to take him into the light, into the higher frequencies. So this was an experience I had this week that Yogi Bhajan was asking me to relate to you, of doing something where my third eye is open and I'm seeing other energies and I'm working with them. And he's saying, each one of you, since we've been working on opening up the third eyes and everybody here meditates, that you're going to have lots and lots of different chances to work with these higher frequencies. And this is really important because it helps stabilize the earth and it creates a connection, because this is a person who was on the earth, and now because of that connection and that liberation, he's actually working in these higher dimensions, helping to stabilize this neighborhood. It's kind of interesting. But he kind of, you could say he ascended, but he left his body to ascend. So there's Yogi Bhajan saying there's going to be beings that maybe don't know how to ascend and keep their physical bodies, and that's okay. And there will be examples of people that will be ascending and not keeping their physical bodies, and they will be working with us from the other side. And he's saying, we're learning how to experience that oneness and go beyond the duality of thinking that the higher dimensions are out there somewhere. And as we experience them in us and have these experiences, then that awareness comes on to Earth, comes on to Mother Earth, and helps us complete this ascension of the planet, where you can be on the planet and in these higher frequencies at the same time. And Yogi Bhajan saying, I gave you the secret technology of the Kundalini, which has never been made available in mass before to any civilization. And he's saying, yes, before I came and gave that technology to the West, that it was only available for a few people, and it had to be that way, he said, because the energy was, he's saying, because the energy was so dense on planet Earth that people that were practicing this definitely had to be away from mainstream society, had to be away from all the pull of Maya, he's saying. They had to be away from the pull of Maya so they could really perfect themselves. And these masters that did that, and he's saying Baba Sri Chand as an example, who's holding that frequency of mastery for us and working with us also, they grounded in that they held that frequency on the planet, and they are still working with us, so we can now achieve that frequency and be in the world at the same time. And it was necessary for them to separate from the culture at large, so to speak, to do that. But now we're saying it takes a lot of courage and strength. Every moment we're being confronted with duality, so to speak. And every time we overcome those obstacles of staying in our heart, our love, seeing things through our higher consciousness, and still functioning in the world at large, in the cities, in the culture, we're helping to stabilize those frequencies on the earth and complete this grand experiment. And it was an experiment, he said, that this experiment has been attempted before by the Creator to be in 3D and have 3D ascend. And he's saying, we in the spirit world who are also with you now are actually very excited and happy with your progress. So we're going to talk for a minute about the energies that are coming through onto the planet now, which we also call astrology, that it's the frequencies that are being sent through different planets. We had a new moon yesterday, and so this new moon that had to do with opening up spiritual frequencies, because it was the new moon in Pisces, and it had to do with getting more connected to these spiritual frequencies that we're talking about right now. And so this is an opportunity now to remember at this time that this new moon, which was 15th of March, the energy is ruled by Neptune. And this Neptune's the planet of higher love and ideals. So this is the time to really anchor in those higher frequencies and anchor in the commitment to serving the light and the highest good in the whole year ahead. So this is the time to really be with those spiritual energies in our bodies, because we've come out of a very intense time where we had the Chiron conjuncting Neptune in the previous new moon in Aquarius. And we talked about Chiron being the wounded healer. So whatever wounds we had that kept us from really living our higher truth, our spiritual truth, so to speak, came up for us. So it could have been a time of questioning, in our own individual lives or we saw on the planetary level, this is a time of intense Earth changes. So literally, the Earth was erupting, and that's the word for erupting volcanoes, but the earthquakes were causing eruptions where this pain just came out. And that was interesting. That happened during that Chiron, the Wounded Healer conjunction with Neptune, during the last new moon, which was in Aquarius. So this was a release of pain. And this release of pain could have caused and may have caused many people to feel separated from these divine energies. So now we're coming out of that deep, intense pain that was pushed to the surface, and now we're moving into the healing with this Pisces new moon yesterday, and now we're anchoring in these frequencies for this next year to come, the frequencies of getting back aligned with spirit. And we're moving back in, we're anchoring in the feeling of how important these higher frequencies are, and that these higher frequencies, the spiritual frequencies, are really the realm that our soul lives in, and that we want to be able to experience this realm in 3D also. And this means that frequencies that don't honor that, whether it's power structures that aren't serving people through love, or wars that are just created to create fear, to feed the lower frequencies. It means that this is a time to anchor in love, spiritual energies on the planet. And this is what we're anchoring in with this new moon, with this Pisces-Neptune energy. So we're anchoring these in, and then we're going to be moving into Aries. So we've got this Pisces merging into the divine energies. Then once we move into Aries, we'll be moving into our projects that support these energies. This new moon that we're working with now, there's five planets in Pisces, so we couldn't get much more spiritual, surrender to spirit energy, and four of these planets are really close together. So this is an energy of saying we need to be balanced. We need to be balanced with spiritual energy. We need to balance 3D and 5D. That's our lesson right now. So the more that we can balance that in our own bodies, our own hearts, our own lives, the more that's going to anchor in that balance for the whole planet. Last month when we were in the Aquarian energies, we had Earth beginning to move into a whole new vibration, and part of the earthquakes were to set this new vibration, and we were talking about that vibration, and we were identifying that vibration as the Om vibration, which we've been working with, that the frequency of the planet is moving spiritually into that Om, embracing the mother energy, embracing the feminine, which is embracing the love and the compassion and all the qualities of the heart. So we've been talking about how we've been anchoring that in with all the Om meditations that Yogi Bhajan has been giving us. And this began very powerfully with the Haiti earthquake, July 12th. And that was just before the solar eclipse in Capricorn, which of course is, eclipses always bring in changes in new energies, and of course Capricorn's earth energy. So this was a significant crack opening in time to open up the space and change the vibration into the Om on planet Earth, and we've been anchoring that in. So we moved into February 28th, the full moon, and that's when Jupiter was conjunct the Sun in Pisces, opposing the full moon in Virgo. And again, we've got the spiritual energies tugging and pushing against the Earth so they can get aligned. 3D and 5D can get aligned. So we've been working with a lot of those frequencies. And right now, and we've talked a lot about the Mayan calendar. And in relationship to the Mayan calendar, we are in night 6 of the galactic underworld. And this is right before we move into the 2012 frequencies, but that's what we're in. November 7th, 2009 to November 2nd, 2010. So we are in the kind of the dark night of the soul here. So the message that we're being given is, yes, keep going through. We're purging the pain of 3D so we can actually have these higher frequencies on the planet. So keep going and keep helping to stabilize these energies and keep chanting the Om and Om meditations we've been given. And what's happening is, like the times when we've moved through these huge planetary shifts before, and there have been times when the planet's been destroyed because we are all part of the same consciousness, there's a lot of subconscious pain or fear that, okay, maybe I won't survive, maybe the planet won't survive, because the truth is, at other times it hasn't. So that's part of the intense pain that's being pushed through the mass consciousness, and we're helping just let it go, just relieve that, because it's not true at this time that we're not going to survive and the planet isn't going to survive. This time it is different. We have tipped the scales. We are moving into these higher frequencies. We are moving into these ascension frequencies, and we are learning how to reprioritize our energies, moving into the own frequency so that we can handle the pain and transform the pain and transform war to peace and hatred to love and learn how to live with each other and live in community and learn how to live and become caretakers of the earth at this time. And Yogi Bhajan and Baba Sri Chan are happy. They're saying that they're happy with us, and they're saying that they're happy with the work that we're doing. And part of the work that we're doing, everybody is in these higher ascension frequencies. Everybody's going to become aware that we are the caretakers of the earth also. And so now that spring's coming, it's being suggested that we all start to move into some way of moving into that connection with earth energies. And they're saying maybe you could, if you live in the city or an apartment, maybe you could just have plant a little plant or plant a tomato plant in your on your porch or in your yard, or do something where you feel that you're grounding in these frequencies with the earth, working with the elementals. And we've talked a lot about correlating these higher frequencies with the crystals, which is part of the elemental kingdom. And what we're being shown right now is, with the coming on of spring, it's a good time for us to all do something to work with the elementals and talk to the elementals and see what the plants and the earth and Gaia and the crystals we're working with, how they can direct us and what they have to say to us and how they can guide us and how we can come back into synchronization with the earth and honoring Mother Earth. And realizing that there's no higher or lower, that we're all one, and we're all working on becoming into balance, and that's what we're doing as we move out of duality. We're working on coming back into balance with nature, realizing that it's a balance, that we all need each other. The elementals need us, and we need them. We need the plant kingdom, and the plant kingdom needs us. So as an experiment, plant a little plant, or get a little plant and talk to it and give it love and see how it grows and see what it has to say to you, and energize your crystals and then put your crystals next to the plant and do some little earth balancing experiments right now. So that's what we're being also invited to do. So Yogi Bhajan's saying right now, before we move into our chant, he's saying just go ahead and remember this week to work with your solar plexus and to balance your energies, your higher, to balance your frequencies between the upper and the lower chakra, so to speak, at the solar plexus. So as you inhale, remember with every breath or as much as you are able to lift up on the diaphragm. Again, opening up the ribs and opening up the heart energies. And as you exhale, keep your diaphragm area, your heart area open, so don't collapse into the breath. He's saying that it's a tendency for most people as we exhale to kind of collapse into the breath. In other words, our shoulders kind of come forward, and he's saying the exercise for this week is to remember when you breathe to get conscious, that as you breathe and pull up on your root and then open up the diaphragm, the Uddiyana Bandha, that keep the diaphragm open. As you exhale, you go ahead and exhale down into your root and down into the earth, but don't collapse into the breath. Don't collapse the diaphragm. He's saying that a lot of you are losing a lot of energy by collapsing the diaphragm on the exhale. So he's saying exhale and let the energy flow down through the diaphragm into the earth and back up, but don't collapse the diaphragm. Don't tighten the diaphragm. Don't tighten that whole solar plexus area. And he's saying that you can be fed directly with the kundalini energies, but keep the diaphragm open on the inhale and the exhale. And he said you can also practice the meditation we did last week, where you put the palms forward at the shoulder level, arms are parallel to the ground, and the elbows are pulled back. And you can practice that at home, and then for a few minutes in the morning, and then during the day when you're walking around, that will help you remember to keep the diaphragm open. So again, that meditation that we had last week, we had the palms forward and the elbows back, and we were chanting our Aung, Aung, Aung. And he said, now practice pulling the Aung at the diaphragm, at the solar plexus, in that position, to stabilize that energy. He said, you need to stabilize your solar plexus. That's what he's telling us right now. And that will help us feel more stabilized as the earth goes through this very, he's saying, chaotic transformational period. And the chaos is going to continue on the planet because he's saying that as we move out of duality consciousness, we can do it consciously by ourselves by stabilizing the solar plexus. But he's saying people are being forced out of it, and if they're not doing it consciously, then the forcing is like a jerking movement, as evidenced by the earthquakes. But he's saying many people will experience jerkiness or trauma, like people losing their jobs as an example and not knowing where to go. And again, the direction, the way we learn, the way we keep focused and stabilized in our direction is by chanting Aung. He's saying the direction is the Aung vibration. When we chant the Aung, then we'll know what direction to go. So if you ever feel lost, sit and open up your diaphragm and chant the Aung, and you'll be shown the direction to go, where the energy is for you, where your prosperity is, where your wealth is, where your connection is, where your love is. And that's what's going to be our homing beacon. That's what's going to be our signal, where we receive our signals and how to move forward and keep going in this process. Okay, thank you, everybody. That was beautiful. We're going to go ahead into our meditation right now, the Ramadasa, and then we're all going to check in. And Yogi Bhajan is here thanking us, and he's saying he's going to be holding the frequencies and meditating with us. So here we go.
How do we mute?
Star 6.
Star 6, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and for everybody, the posture is, if you can sit cross-legged, for those who haven't done this before, the palms are open, face up, bend your elbows and your arms are over your legs, between your hips and your knees, palms up, facing forward, and you start chanting from the first chakra all the way up to the crown of your head.
Thank you.
slowly come back. Come back, come back, come back. And let it go. Let the breath go down into the earth, down into Gaia, and then up to the crown. And meeting at the solar plexus, taking the breath in, lifting up on the diaphragm, and letting it go. Good. Wonderful. Okay, welcome everybody. Come back. I'd like to just share a little bit, see if anybody has any questions or comments or what they experienced or what they felt about what we're working with today. If you have questions, Yogi Bhajan. Go ahead.
I have a question. This is Abhinashi. I was trying to follow the part about to find prosperity at the end. You said to send your attention or for guidance for abundance and things.
Right. What I heard Yogi Bhajan saying was, because he's saying that we're not, if we're more, the more stabilized we are in the solar plexus, which is the connection between earth and heaven, upper and lower chakras,
mm-hmm.
that if we stabilize and we don't collapse our breath as we exhale, if we keep that flow open, then we'll be more connected with a stable flow of wealth or prosperity, and also moving into the Om for guidance, because it's shifting where our direction of prosperity is, where the energy is, remembering that everything's energy, and the energy on the planet is shifting from being out of the body to being into the body, so we'll receive direction when we chant Om about where prosperity is for us, but we also have to stabilize that. And the way we stabilize that is by not collapsing our solar plexus when we exhale, because otherwise he's saying that we cut it off. We let it start to come in, and then we close it off. And he's saying he's saying that he saw us like opening, closing, and he's trying to get us stabilized in the open position.
But you meant like before to be chanting Om in each chakra with our hands up,
mm-hmm.
like wings?
Okay, well, that's two different meditations.
Okay.
So we did the hand above the head,
mm-hmm.
and then the Om, then the hand went over each chakra. That was the first one he gave us.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then he gave us the one where our palm, last week, our palms, our elbows are up parallel to the ground. Our hands are open by our shoulders, facing forward. Our palms are facing forward. We're lifting up on the diaphragm, and we're chanting Om, but just at the diaphragm in that meditation.
Okay.
And that's the one he gave us last week, which he's working more with this week.
Okay, thank you.
To get it stabilized there so that we can be stabilized in prosperity and on the earth and all that.
Wow.
Okay. Thank you for asking for that clarification. Okay, and would anybody else like to share or ask a question, comment, question?
I have a question, Guru Jen. This is Colleen from Santa Cruz.
Uh-huh.
A lot of what you were saying today was just absolutely, I mean, it's just amazing. It's everything that I've been going through and everything that I've been, getting clarity with. But my client base, I find that so many of the women that come to me, they're all saying, where is home? I don't feel like I have home. A lot of them are just so isolated, so alone. And there's this huge pain, and a lot of it was mirrored in what you translated through Yogi Bhajan today, but I wondered if there was some advice you had for, I use some Kundalini stuff with women. I'm just wondering, is there some other piece that I could bring away today that I could, share to help support just so many beings in that place of total pain and fear and aloneness, because of the shifts that are happening on the planet?
Right, right. So, this does correlate to the Mayan, the night six of the galactic underworld. We are in the night, so we are in that dark place, and a lot of people are saying, where is the light? Where is home? So
Right. The
frequency is being connected with the balance of Earth, with Gaia. So specifically, how to direct them to feel more connected? Is that your question?
Yeah, I'm actually because I explained to them about the Mayan calendar and what the shifts are and that everyone is feeling this right now. If you have any consciousness at all, you're feeling it because unless you're doing it with drugs or alcohol, because it is just, it is what it is. So that's the essentialness of it. But what I'm finding is just so much pain. Like, and when they'll come to me and I'll work with them, but then they shift right back. And so they're calling and saying, I don't know what to do and I'm in so much pain. And so I'm just wondering if you had something, another tool for my box that might just be something that I could actually...
Well, can you get them to focus on their breath and lift up their dot? Will they focus on their breathing? Can you get them to, so they could focus on their breathing, lifting up, keeping their diaphragm and their heart open? Because if they don't keep their heart open, so whatever technique you can use to keep them physically, not only their heart open as an energy, but in their physical body, because that's what this ascension process is. We have to work with it in the physical body. This is the big, huge change we've never done on this before. So they have to do something with their breath or with their body to keep their energy, their heart energy open in their body. So whatever you can get them to do to keep their heart open in their body, connected with the body, that's the disconnect. They may feel love for others or as a mother, as a woman, have compassion, but if they're not keeping it open in their own physical body, they're going to feel separated and in pain.
Okay. So I've been recommending the Sat Nam, just Sat Nam, you know, the where you pull in at the navel point and then release on the Nam. And doing
that. You mean Sat Kriya? Sat Kriya?
Yeah.
With the arms up?
Yeah.
Sat Kriya? Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good meditation for purification. That can be a really difficult meditation for beginners to do. I don't know how much they're actually doing it, you know. I mean, if they did it like 31 minutes a day, but I doubt if they would do that.
No, like I've got clients doing it 3 to 5 minutes.
Yeah.
No.
If they did it like 3 to 5 minutes every hour, I'm just saying that if you could get them to maybe the one we just did today where they put their palms forward and their elbows back, and that just opens up their upper chest, and they breathe and do the Aum. That's a little bit easier and might be easier for them to do. So give them something that's a little bit easier, because Sat Kriya is very beautiful, but it's also difficult for the beginner. Because what happens is it just like releases like all that pain that they're storing. Sat Kriya will release it, so you have to do it enough to go beyond it. And that's really difficult for people that are experiencing a lot of pain. If they haven't transmuted their own pain and they start doing Sat Kriya, they're just going to be overwhelmed.
Okay.
All right.
That's a lot on my shoulders.
What up, Naki?
Doing Sat Kriya was how I hurt my shoulder.
Yeah.
Increasing the times.
Yeah, it's a difficult. It's very powerful, but it's difficult, so I wouldn't probably give that to beginners.
Sat Nam, this is from your car.
Sat Nam, on your car.
You were talking today, and I was remembering that song from the late 70s, early 80s, Killing Me Softly, because they were singing My Life. You were talking to a T, and remember that Chiron New Moon thing happened right exactly on my natal Chiron at 25 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
It's been very powerful, and every detail of what you described down to the new embodiment of focus, which is something I've been desiring, a sense of purpose and clarity has been activated. I mean, everything. You could have just said, that was for Rambia Kaur. In fact, I'm back in love with my little patio in my garden. I've been kind of hooked on it the last 3 days. As a matter of both a survival and kind of a ritual. The thing that I have is this, how to explain it, the downloads, how to communicate all of this. As I told you, I translated some of the things that you've been sharing, some of the things I've been hearing from other teachers and stuff like that in Spanish. I feel this one of a long story, very, very short. During my certification, we received three visions, three prophecies. Two of them already came true, and the third one was that I was going to be assisting my brothers and sisters in Kundalini Yoga in South America. And when I did this translating on Sunday, I believe it was, or yesterday, I can't remember, I had forgotten all about that, and then I heard almost like a laughter from Yogi Bhajan as you're doing it. Because it's assisting, and now I feel like there's something I need to participate more consciously in that. So that's part of it, but I don't know if you can feel it or hear it or something, but I'm literally like having like, I don't know if you ever see the cartoons where they take earthquake pills and they walk around and they're shaking. I love that Roadrunner, and you know, I feel like I'm taking some earthquake pills. And I got that message about my solar plexus just within the last 24 hours to really, I mean, literally I was bent over with like solar plexus stuff. I have to do it, the work and more. So I guess what I'm saying is I'm remarking that everything that you're saying is right in tune with me. I can't speak for anybody else. And that there is this sense of absolute clarity to move forward right now. Absolute clarity to move forward. Not sure where that is, but to move forward.
I'm feeling that, and I'm feeling that in my third eye when you say that, and thank you for the communication and affirmation and alignment, and I'm feeling Yogi Bhajan with you saying, yes, you're doing it, and keep going, you're just getting started, and your energy will stabilize.
Okay, I don't even know why I'm communicating other than to affirm what you're saying, but I have the sense that there's been both a conscious and unconscious misalignment, the sense of separation, and I've spoken sometimes but as an outsider, not as an insider. And I need to speak differently now. And regarding my sister there who's talking about assisting people in their sense of being alone or not, and what I have learned when I connect to a lot of people online and literally do healing work and transformational work online without even trying anymore, it's been that it has nothing to do with anything I say or ask them to do, but it was what I communicate by my own sense of knowing that I am in that place already, and that communicates more to them. It's like Sanam Rasayan, you align with that awareness that you are home and you're not alone, and then it's easier to communicate because there's nothing I can tell them to do that will help. Because any doingness is an effort, and there's only surrender and alignment that's going to help me right now, and I think that's what's helping people around me.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Yeah, that is the energy of this of the Pisces new moon. It is the surrendering and alignment, and it is an energy, and so people are just picking up the energies without us saying anything to them, too. So that is exactly what we're doing now. So thank you. That's beautiful. Yes, thank you for anchoring that in and affirming that. So as you speak it and talk about it from your own point of view, that anchors it in even deeper for all of us. So thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, would anybody else like to share anything? Comment, questions, anchoring in, affirmations, connection, co-creation? Hi, Guru.
Satnam, it's Bansuri. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we have two people. Going.
Yes.
I'll go after her. Okay,
thank you. I feel very split between my own problems and the problems of the world. I feel very hard for me. Like the last week, it's a lot of ups and downs. And I was even wondering why I'm part of this group because I don't have any of the power that you are talking about. But there must be a reason. So I have two issues that I'd like to talk about.
You're hearing a lot of background noise. I heard that.
Yeah, because I'm outside. I have to sneak out. I have two issues. I would like some support in. First, the group I work with is a great group of people. And it's been going really well for our group in the last, few years. However, I feel like a lot of changes are happening that are imposed from outside into us. And I don't know if that's right for me to call some support for the group I work with. And second, I don't know what we can do to help unite the energies of many people that serve the planet at this time. And I'm an Orthodox Christian, so I have in mind a huge group of monks that pray for the world, for the whole world, every single day. Still, they don't have some of the tools that we do have, like, you know, to open their heart. They will always have some, a little bit, they'll be plugged up a little bit, you know. But these are great, wonderful souls, so I don't know how we can pray for the energies of the groups to unite for the good of the planet.
Well, those are beautiful. Yes, I'll align our intentions that all the people that are praying for the planet, that we're all united in the anchoring in this higher frequency grid, the crystalline grid we're working with. So just your intention and our intention and alignment for unity, and you know, put our intentions out, and our intentions are powerful. So we can do that now. We now intend that those that are working for the good of the planet with their hearts and with their love are aligned and synergized in the crystalline grid around the planet and the higher frequencies. Intentions are powerful. So that's a good place to begin. And then if anybody from those groups wants, you know, more direction or ideas about how to work with the breath or any technologies that we have, then you can share it with them. And the same thing with the group you're working with. You can suggest that they work together with their breathing. If you get together in person, they can breathe together just to open up their hearts, and you don't need to use you know, some of the terms that we use, but you can just, you know, people breathe and open their hearts and lift up their diaphragms. Just that everybody in the group breathes together, and that will align their energies, their heart energies. So you can start with using terms like breathing together and opening our hearts together for healing each other and the planet, and the power of your intention. Is that helpful?
Yes, thank you, Satnam.
Okay, Satnam, thank you. Okay, so now, whoever it was that...
This is Norma from Boston.
Okay, Norma, all right. I thought I recognized that voice. I just wasn't sure who it was.
Yes, thank you. I just have one question. How is all these changing energies affecting newborns who are coming into the world? You know, I just had a granddaughter on March 10th. She came, you know, 4:30 in the morning, and...
Wow, beautiful, and Pisces, awesome, a 10, radiant body, that's 10 soul number, so she's leader.
Yes, and it's just like, you know, she's like, I feel like she's uplifting us already, and
mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's what I, you know, what can I do to connect with her and, you know, do more uplifting for, you know, a family who's struggling and dysfunctional.
Well, she's a very beautiful being. And a lot of the beings that are coming in now are crystalline beings, bringing in these higher frequencies, and I see that she is that. And what you can do for her is, when you spend time with her, is to hold her and chant Om to her and play chants for her. She'll really like those higher frequencies.
Okay, good. Because that's what I was planning to do, because I'm going to go see her in a week's time, and it's
good.
Just so... You know, just to chant and, you know, and, thank you. I just wanted to get some affirmation from you.
Yes, definitely. She's very beautiful. I feel her energy right now.
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you,
Norma. Good.
Thank you. Thank you, Gertrude. Satnam, everybody.
Satnam, everybody. Does anybody else have any questions or comments before we close? We'll be here.
I do have one question. The readings that you do, how much are they?
Well, who is this?
This is Colleen.
Oh, Colleen. Okay. Well, let's talk about it offline. I can call you, or you can call me after we hang up. Well, give me your. Well, hang on a minute.